thank you for being available.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. And sometimes you'll talk to artists and could be their parents played music, could be they watched a certain thing on television, could be a teacher at school. A lot of different things spark something in someone. And when I was looking at you, from a very young age, knew you wanted to be a singer and a performer, and in part, in terms of who you would credit that, it would be maybe to your mom's record collection factoring in?
Yes, absolutely. When we were growing up, there were five of us kids. My stepfather was in the Navy. We really didn't have money, but my mom loved music, and she used to play records all the time. Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, The Beatles, Mario Lanza. There was a lot of different kind of music that we listened to, and music became the catharsis in my life.
When was the first time you started singing yourself?
Maybe 3 years old.
Wow.
Any opportunity that I could get up and sing. And then eventually, when I went to elementary school in kindergarten class, when everybody would bring show and tell things, I would bring Sarah Vaughan and stand in front of the class and sing Sarah Vaughan.
When did it start that you were performing professionally?
I performed all through high school. And then right after high school, I started doing sales for Kaol and Kapona Beamer when they were at the Ocean Showroom, and Andy Bumatai was their opening act at that time in Waikiki. They had two shows on Fridays and Saturdays at 9 and 11. And then Andy did a solo show at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That all the entertainers in town used to come to after their shows.
Unbelievable.
Those back in the day, right? Yeah. I mean, like nowadays, Blue Note has a show at 6:30 and 9 o'clock.
Right. Everyone's asleep by 1.
So I was doing this show, seating people at 1 o'clock, and Andy says, you know, we keep hearing that our hostess over here can sing, or we're going to ask her to come up and sing. And I did, and it just so happened Kaol and Kapona were sitting in the house that night after their shows, and Kaola called me the next day and asked me to be the featured female vocalist in their next show.
That was your debut there?
Yeah.
At a 1 a.m. Andy Bumatai show.
Yes.
And this is 1979?
Yes.
Incredible.
Had any small detail changed? Had Kaol and Kapona not stayed? Had I gone home after I'd seated the people? Any of that? Then none of that would have happened in that way.
Well, it's like sometimes it seems like it's meant to be.
Right.
I have James Brown down as the biggest act I know of that you have opened for. Would you second that?
I would second that.
Where? What venue?
This was the Sheraton Waikiki.
Wow, he played in that place.
Yes.
2001, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
You ever seen him in concert?
Never. So I was there for sound check and I didn't leave, which was amazing to watch too, because he was really tough on the band.
Did you get to interact at all with him?
No. I think I said hello to him.
Did he play organ and stuff?
No.
Just directed the band?
No, he had the most incredible band.
Oh, I'm sure. He'd catch anybody not doing something. As he's turning, he'd be like, that's $5.
Oh, God. He stopped during sound check. I mean, he was playing and it was just intimidating.
So you watched him do a little of that?
Absolutely. I was taking in every second I could.
Was he angry or was it just a quick thing? Or
no. He was angry, and he used every word that you can think of as he was explaining to them, and he would chastise them and have them do it over and over and over. It was scary to watch. On the other hand, when you're watching a master...
Did it end on a good note at soundcheck, or, I mean, did they just leave?
Yes.
He was happy when they were done.
Yes.
You've done a lot of different stuff. I mean, that is a good... Because you're also... I know you've done some stage stuff.
Right.
South Pacific.
Right.
They found you here and then brought you to New York City to work at Lincoln Center.
It's a crazy story, but I'll condense it for you. Diamond Head Theater is my home theater. I've only been able to do a couple of productions with him because as a chick singer, I was working, you know, five nights a week, six nights a week. That's my income.
Right.
So when you do community theater in Hawaii, you don't get paid. Mm-hmm. So just a couple of times when you're in between gigs, a show would open up there and I'd be able to do it. And I do the fundraiser, the Alima Awards with him every year, and met a former Broadway actor that was living in Hawaii. And he said to me during rehearsals for the show, you should be doing Broadway. And we just kind of laughed it off. He left and went back to New York. And this is a couple of years later. I get a phone call. They have decided to audition for South Pacific. They're trying to cast it. The first time that it was ever back on Broadway since it debuted in 1949. They had cast a couple of roles, but they couldn't find anyone to portray the role of Bloody Mary. Plus, their families, Rodgers and Hammerstein's families, were very involved in this. And they wanted everyone to be cast appropriately and the show to be done the way that their fathers and James Michener had created the show to be. And it just so happened my friend was having lunch with his friend, who was the musical director of the show, who was telling my friend Randall Ask that they couldn't find anyone. And Randall said, have you guys ever thought of auditioning anybody in Hawaii? Just so happened the casting agent had an agent that was going to be coming to Hawaii a week later. 45 minutes before I was supposed to be there, I walked into my husband's office and told him I wasn't going to go because I didn't think I could do it. And he said, I don't want you to regret this. You need to take a chance on this, and I'll drive you down there, and you can work on these songs. And he did. I went into the audition, and I just did what I was supposed to do the best that I could. The agent said to me as I left the room, it's going to take about 6 weeks for everybody that needs to see this audition tape to see it. 2 days later, my phone rang, and it was the casting agent, and he had shown this audition tape to the director, who said, that's her. And they flew me to New York, and I had 2 auditions, one for the director, musical director, and musical theater director at Lincoln Center. And then I had a bigger audition a couple of days later, probably about 18 people in there. Unbeknownst to me, it was the entire Rodgers and Hammerstein organization and everyone from Lincoln Center that was involved in all of this, and they all had to say so. And they called me back in the room and hired me. And they flew me to New York the following January, and I was there for 3 years.
3 years.
Crazy. And then came back home for about 6 months, and they took me to the West End in London, and we did it at the Barbican. And then I did the tour across the UK, the same production. Yes, it was an incredible opportunity to meet some of my greatest heroes in the music business. You know, the greatest one for me, I got this knock on my dressing room door. Our stage manager says, James Taylor wants to meet you. And to walk down the hall and he's standing there. James Taylor has helped me cry through so many heartbreaks and joys through my life. So all of a sudden now, here's this time that this man that I idolized came to see the show that I was in. And then another knock on my door, dressing room door, and it's Bette Midler is here, and she'd like to meet you.
And there you have the Hawaii connection.
Yes, and high school connection. We both went to Radford.
Wow.
Yeah, and to have her sitting in my dressing room for a half an hour as we're talking all about Hawaii and all about performing and all about Radford and growing up in Hawaii, it's wild. This is my life.
It's Loretta Ablas Sayer, an easy person to talk to at the Blue Note Sunday at 7. Lots of things that you can draw from. Life filled with experiences. I'm really appreciative that you came down to do this. I hope it was fun going through some of this with me. Maybe sometime we'll have you sing in the Atherton or something like that.
I would love that. I actually recorded my CD here.
What haven't you done? Thanks for coming down. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks.